Hey, wake the kids, phone the neighbors, it's Stereo Scott's Haunted Adventure. As the story begins, Stereo Scott is strolling down Yellow Jacket Drive, the scummiest, filthiest, worstest part of town mentionable. Stereo Scott is quite a popular guy after rescuing Princess Bulabina from the speaker in her last adventure. As he is walking down the street, a couple of the local prostitutes flirt with him.
Oh, Scotty, how's it going after a big adventure like your last one?
It's going real good. I must be leaving. Can't talk. Gotta get to the movies. Radio Rob is playing. And I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Then Scott is encountered by an old man with silver hair. Oddly enough, though the man looks old, he appears to have a youthful look in his eyes. The man speaks.
Hey, aren't you Stereo Scott?
Yeah.
I've heard a lot about you. You're supposed to be a real brave guy, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
See that house?
Yeah.
It's been haunted for over 500 years. Well, I'll bet you $1,000 that you can't stay in that haunted house overnight.
$1,000? Wow, I'll do it. Anything for $1,000. Just let me gather up some stuff and I'll be in there before 10.
So Scott runs home and calls all his friends to tell them what kind of crap he just got himself into. They all rush over to his house to find out more information.
Hey, Scott, are you sure we can't come with you?
Yeah, man, he wouldn't give me the money if I wasn't alone.
Well, then, at least accept this case of RC Cola for the night. I know you'll get real thirsty. Yeah, and here's some moon pies. Well, you know, you'll probably need some dinner. So here's a skillet, some fish, and a portable stove.
Thanks, guys. Y'all are real pals. If I don't make it out alive, y'all can call my mother and tell her.
No, thanks.
So Scott gathers up his stuff and goes to the house. He knocks on the door. No answer. He decides to open the door and enter. Remarkably, though, the door doesn't even squeak.
Well, this looks pretty creepy. I think I'll camp right here in the living room.
So Scott unpacks his stuff and starts to cook the fish and drink an RC. At about, I'd say 12 o'clock, Scott hears footsteps. He looks up and sees a little monster, not taller than 2 feet.
What are you doing in Big John's house? You better leave, or he will get you. Be gone, fool!
At the sight of something that looks more like a smurf than a monster, Scott bursts out laughing and throws his empty RC bottle at the monster, shattering the bottle and destroying the poor little monster. A few minutes later, a 4-foot monster appears.
You had better leave while you still have a chance. He shall avenge you. Big John don't like your kind.
Scott also is amused by the presence of a monster that only comes up to his waist and has a weird accent. He laughs so hard that the monster is embarrassed and evaporates into a cloud of oily green smoke to avoid being put to total shame. Scott goes back to his eating and ignores the whole incident. About 20 minutes later, a 6-foot monster appears.
What are you doing in Big John's house? Be gone before he comes to slay these little pieces of chopped liver.
Scott is a little more shaken by the monster and just watches, not knowing what to do really. Eventually, the monster disappears into the wall from which it came. Then a 15-foot tall monster appears.
Be gone! Leave the grounds from which Big John calls home. He shall avenge you. This is your last warning.
In a feat of anxiety and fear, Scott lunges the pan of hot grease from the fish into the monster. The monster catches the pan and eats the pan, grease and all. Scott is really starting to consider whether or not to leave, but since he doesn't have $1,000 to pay back the man on the street, he decides to stay. Then Big John appears! He's a gruesome monster, 25 feet tall, with green white skin and red sneaky eyes. He just looks at Scott and says,
"Hey, Mike, you must be Stereo Scott, eh? I've heard so much about you. Can I have your autograph, huh? Oh, please give me your autograph. You want to stay for dinner? Let me go with me. Ma, if I could stay, I'll be right back."
You can imagine what's going through Scott's mind right now. He's pretty darn disappointed that he didn't get to decapitate this gruesome being and hang its head above his fireplace mantle. Oh well, you can't win them all. So Scott stays for dinner and spends the whole night there. In the morning when he leaves the house, he is greeted by a press crew, the mayor, the man on the street, and his lovely girlfriend, Joanna.
Did you kill the monster?
Here's $1,000, man. You earned it.
Congratulations, Stereo Scott. You have shown the ultimate show of courage. Here's the key to the city to the show, a token of our admiration.
Okay, guys, okay. Well, I really gotta tell you, it wasn't that big of a deal. I know this guy was 20 feet tall, Big John, man. He was no problem. I just sliced him up a few times and he was gone. He was really tough-looking guy. Let me tell you about him. Well, no, I won't tell you about him. I don't have enough time. All I gotta say is, just don't go in that house. It's just a spooky old place. It's really neat stuff. Oh, there's my loving little girlfriend, Joanna. And thus wraps up another adventure of Stereo Scott. Tune in next tape to see what happens next. The cast of Stereo Scott's Haunted Adventure includes the narrator, Tim Jordan, man on the street, Andy Sturton, Sam was David Martin, Joe was Tim Jordan, the 4-foot monster was Lynn Kilpatrick, the 15-foot monster was Rita Mae Ruth Bartlett. The press was everyone. The crowd was everyone. The two prostitutes were Leanne Kilpatrick. No, they weren't. They were Kathy Morgan and Lita Bartlett. Clyde, also known as Moon Pies, was Andy Sherton. And 2-foot monster was Tammy Butler. 6-foot monster, Kathy Morgan. Big John, Tim Jordan. The mayor, Mike Harris. And Joanna was Kathy Morgan. Stereo Scott was, of course, Scott Harris himself. And so tune in next time. I already said that.
Woo!
The end.
I already said that, dude.